It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On this special edition of Prophecy Today, Happy Birthday America, we had our broadcast partners from around the world give us details behind the current events we see unfolding today. These are key reports for each and every one of us to be able to understand how Bible prophecy is coming closer to being played out. Let me remind you that America is not included in the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. However, these reports give us evidence as to how the United States is helping facilitate the stage setting for all of prophecy to be fulfilled. By the way, if you missed any of our reports from our broadcast partners, you can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. On the right-hand column, if you'll scroll down, you'll see PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Go to that location on the website, and you'll find archived all of these reports from the broadcast partners today. If you missed any, it'll be a great opportunity for you to listen to them. And once you have and understand what they had to bring to the table, please tell a friend. They need to hear what these men had to say as well. It's key information helping us to understand looking at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now, if you will, let me give you my prophetic perspective on each of these reports. Ken Timmerman, still located in southern France, talked to us about Iran and Turkey, who are uniting to make war on Israel. Well, that fits the prophetic scenario that's found in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6. Verse 2 talks about Turkey, Meshech, Tubal, and then verse 6, Gomer and Togarma. That would be the nation of Turkey. Verse 5 of Ezekiel 38 mentions Persia, which is modern-day Iran. Now, as we reported, these two nations are ready to fulfill the prophecy of endeavoring to try to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. David Dolan gave us his Middle East news update, and in that report, he said that Israel is on the brink of war with Iran and Hezbollah. Remember, the Bible does reveal that this will be the case. I go back to Ezekiel 38 just for a moment, and that would include Iran, verse 5. And then we go to Psalm 83, and when it mentions Tyre there in verse 7, it's talking about modern-day Lebanon, where Hezbollah is located right at the Israeli northern border. As we reported this information, you could see that the political activities in the Middle East was setting the stage for the prophetic scenario to be fulfilled. Winky Madad, a good friend of us here on Prophecy Today, an Orthodox Jew who lives on the Jewish community of Shiloh, a Jewish settlement there in Judea and Samaria, talked with me about Prime Minister Netanyahu addressing a large Christian community on the reasons for annexation. You know, the Prime Minister of Israel recognizes that Bible-believing Christians are the best friends of Israel. Most of them would believe in the prophetic passages of God's Word. Nobody can deny, however, what Ezekiel 36 says, when the Lord is using the prophet Ezekiel to talk about the land that he has promised to give the Jewish people. And he did that because of his holy namesake, Ezekiel 36 and verse 22. Itamar talked about the Palestinian rally that took place in Jericho, and they were rallying against the annexation of Judea and Samaria. You must remember that Palestinians play a key role in the last days. That would be Malachi chapter 1, Ezekiel chapter 35, and the little book of Obadiah. John Rood is the man who gives us his European Union update. We talked about the fact that the Vatican is warning Israel, in other words, Pope Francis, saying that annexation will jeopardize peace. Well, Rome is going to be the next most important city as it relates to Bible prophecy. There will be a false religion that will be headquartered there, Revelation chapter 17. But this is the passage also in Revelation 17:17, where the Lord says, I will put into the hearts and minds of those political leaders to make decisions that will affect how my will be played out. Very important passage that you would want to study, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. David James and we have a weekly conversation. We focused this week on the recent Supreme Court decisions, these rulings, that really are against the principles of the Bible and an attack on God himself. May I remind you what 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 says, we are exhorted by the Apostle Paul to pray for those who are in higher authority. Remember chapter 13 of the book of Romans, verse 1 says, anybody who is in that position of higher authority is placed there by God himself. And then he tells us we are to lift them in prayer. As we do that, he promises we'll be able to live a quiet, peaceable, godly life, and in fact, we'll be able to use that time in order to bring people that don't know Christ as Lord and Savior to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is key because the only reason he has not come back, Jesus says through the Apostle Peter, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, he said, I'm not slack concerning my promise, but I'm not willing that any should perish, but all should come to know me as Lord and Savior. You know, in all of these reports, you can see America as a facilitator for setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. America, at 244 years old on their birthday, is tangible evidence that God did set this nation in place for his purpose and prophetic scenario to be fulfilled. And remember, the next event on God's calendar of activities is the rapture of the church. And that rapture could actually happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...